It's Pride Month. Dr. Allison Eliscu is the Chief of Adolescent Medicine at Stony Brook Medicine. Dr. Eliscu, this survey that you're doing, it's called the Long Island LGBTQ Plus Health Needs Assessment Survey, and it's kind of the first of its kind on Long Island. What is it all about?
Yeah, it's a very exciting opportunity, and I'm very glad that Stony Brook Medicine is taking the lead in putting this survey out on Long Island. And it's really a good way for us to learn more about the region's LGBTQ community. Even nationwide, there's not a lot of information about specific needs or disparities about LGBTQ individuals. And definitely here on Long Island, there's a lack of information. So we're really hoping that that this survey can get out there and help us kind of fill in the gaps and help us understand a little bit about the community, what their needs are, what their experiences have been so far, especially with the healthcare field, the healthcare community.
It's like a census of your neighborhood then. What kind of information are you hoping truly to garner at this point?
So we're asking a lot of questions to try to understand first what their experiences have been so far with healthcare. We want to understand what their experience has been with healthcare systems here on Long Island already. We want to know what kind of care they feel they need and really try to make sure that there's good access to care here on Long Island.
Well, obviously, the goal of this survey is to be able to garner the information, analyze it, and then be able to adjust the way that you doctor and you take care of the patients. Now, have you seen anything like over the last few years that changes are already being made?
Yeah, absolutely. Even specifically at Stony Brook, we created a LGBTQ Stony Brook Medicine Committee about 3 years ago, and we've done a lot of changes just among Stony Brook Medicine and Southampton.
It really does seem, Doctor, that obviously you're both trying to learn. You're trying to learn from the information that you've gotten, but of course, you know, your doctors are being taught too. How are they comfortable? What is that level of care, like you said, that they're comfortable with, and how do they express that and, you know, get their needs across? So what a great effort.
Yeah, it's been a great effort. And I have to say it's been very, very positively accepted throughout Stony Brook Medicine at all levels. People are very happy to get this information and to learn, for example, how to address an individual based on what pronoun or what name they prefer to use, or how to interact or how to make sure that the services that are needed are available. So people have reacted very positively and are very happy for our committee members to come talk to their divisions or different folks in the hospital to make sure that we're raising awareness and just improving care overall.
And Dr. Eliscu, the reason why we're talking to you is because we want to get as many people as possible to fill out the survey so you can have like an accurate sampling of the demographics. So
yes,
if people do want to take the survey and they want to get involved, where do they go and what do they do?
So the survey is open now through June, given that it is Pride Month, as you mentioned. Happy Pride Month. It's available to anybody 18 and older who lives in Nassau or Suffolk County, or attends school, college, university, or technical school in Nassau or Suffolk, and identifies as LGBT or Q. And the survey link is available at stonybrookmedicine.edu/LGBTQ/survey. I should mention it's a completely anonymous survey, so no identification is collected. There's no name or email address or computer code that's collected at all. So it's completely anonymous.
Okay, great. And if that information went by too quickly, we'll have this podcast and all the information up on our website at walkradio.com. Dr. Allison Eliscu, Chief of Adolescent Medicine at Stony Brook Medicine, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for giving me the time. I really appreciate it.